Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about safety, working around heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. And we're an affiliate of Shop Caterpillar. Are you looking for great Caterpillar apparel, boots, shirts, hats, you name it, anything with the cat logo, come to this, which is a affiliate link at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Just like the owner of a construction company cares a lot about the his or her heavy equipment, in the same way, he or she should always need to care about people who are working all day around those machines. Operators are ones who remain very close to the equipment. However, there are also other people like the construction laborers, engineers, site workers, and supervisors who also remain in close contact with these machines, though they are not have any direct relationships with the machines, but they all remain around the heavy equipment most of the time during the working hours. Hence, it is very crucial to ensure the safety of the men and women. Accidents of any sort should be avoided, and there should not be any chance for anybody not to follow the safety parameters or the safety rules, the guidelines. The safety rules are meant for everybody who is inside the construction site, in particular close to heavy equipment. It is also becomes the responsibility of the individuals who goes close to the machines to follow the safety rules religiously. We will be discussing a few very basic safety parameters one must be doing to keep himself or herself safe while they are around heavy equipment. Number one. Operators should always wear gloves and strong boots, okay? You never know when something comes off on a machine that, you know, like something metal falls on your foot from a tooth of a bucket or something. Well, you got your safety shoes on with those steel toe in it. But here we go. Since operators are one who always remain close to contact with heavy equipment, they always should ensure that they wear the safety gear at all times whenever are in close distance with the machine. They must also wear gloves and strong boots that are not too heavy. Wearing gloves will protect them from any other substance that has gone very hot, and by coming to close contact with that substance, they may injure their hands. Now, if they're touching something around the engine, changing a hose, it'd be nice to have gloves on. Strong boots with steel toe ensure that their feet are protected with any sharp element that may be present in the cabin of the machine or anywhere else on the job site. There are ones who are more prone to hazards, and hence they should keep their safety gear on while working on the site. Number two, various safety sessions should be given. There are close chances that people, especially laborers, working on the construction site may not be aware of the importance of wearing safety gear when they're around heavy equipment, like vests, hard hats, you know, gloves, stuff like that, which, you know, we do sell at one of our websites at B&R Equipment. This is why they should be given different types of safety lessons at regular intervals. Always have a toolbox talk meeting. You know, the sole purpose of giving such training is to ensure that they do not injure themselves while at work, causing problems to protect to the project as a whole. Advanced safety training lessons should be given to operators, educating them to tackle situations. Also, teaching them what to do in case there is a medical emergency on the site will help them save a life of their colleague, like teaching them CPR, you know. These types of sessions are very important, as availability of doctors cannot always be there immediately. They must be the ones who will do the first aid and easing things for the doctor, easily making it easier for the the job site worker. So when the doctor or ambulance gets there, you know, you did start the procedures of CPR or bandage up a wound. The construction company should make every attempt to ensure that their employees are following the safety parameters. This will lead to a healthy work atmosphere in the construction site. And again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle at B&R Equipment, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.